I got my first film because a friend of mine had written a novel called The Harrow, and when it was bought by the Columbia Pictures, he convinced the vice president of Columbia Pictures, and who was the producer of this film, Sidney Buckman, to employ me. Sidney had Millard Lampel say so about me, but he also, as luck would have it, Buckman happened to be in New York when I had done the score for a show that the United Nations was doing on radio. It was a radio thing, an occasion on which I conducted the NBC Symphony, and it was my first really big media score. And he happened to be there, and by a really lovely, lucky thing, Variety noticed the music in this radio show, something, of course, it was very rare in those days. And I think the two things together allowed him to feel he could take a chance, so to speak. Well, so I did the film, that first film, and basically I was away after that. It was very different because I started with a respectable film. It was not a major hit or anything, but it was an A film, not a B film. And everything went very well for me until I ran into political trouble, and I ran into this sort of gray list problem. But I worked steadily from then on.